Lie number two. You only live once. You will not die. The serpent. I was a pretty smart high school kid and fairly well behaved too, but occasionally I engaged in some of the stupidest things ever done by stupid people. Such things usually involved buddies, not one of whom was as stupid as the collective group of us. As Tommy Lee Jones says in the movie Men in Black, a person is smart, people are dumb. There was no one among us to say, "Hey, this is really stupid." How stupid were we? On a handful of nights over our senior year, we would pile into Mike's car and drive around the suburban neighborhoods of Northwest Houston with Nikki in the trunk. I would sit in the passenger seat while Mike drove, a baseball bat in my lap. We would amble through a vast array of well-manicured lawns and brick mailboxes until some poor soul ended up behind us, at which point we would wait until we came to a stop sign. At the stop sign, with the car behind us simply waiting its turn, I would reach into the glove compartment and pop the trunk. Nikki would escape. If you can picture the strange sight of someone emerging from the trunk of a vehicle in front of you at a stop sign, imagine also the stranger sight of the passenger of that vehicle, this would be me, jumping out of the car, bat in hand, to recapture the escapee. After a few half-convincing blows to the stomach and back with the bat, I would rustle Nikki back into the trunk, slam it shut, and jump back into the passenger seat, and then we would race off. I told you it was stupid. We did this maybe five or six times, and at no point did it occur to any of us that it was stupid, only that it was freaking hilarious. To the people behind us, not so much. We had people lay on their horns, people scream, people shout. One guy even began chasing us through the neighborhood. Nikki was lucky to have that guy so concerned about him. We eventually stopped, but only because the person who chased us happened to be an off-duty police officer. He didn't catch us, but he did catch Mike's license plate number. Fortunately, this officer knew it was a stupid prank and that he wasn't witnessing an almost botched kidnapping. So he merely gave Mike a call and told him officially, on behalf of the Harris County Sheriff's Department, that we were stupid and should knock it off before someone got hurt. This was the early 1990s, before everyone had mobile phones to call the police or, I guess, upload our shenanigans to YouTube. But this was Texas, meaning nobody had phones, but plenty of people had guns. I suppose it was only God's kind favor that I hadn't ended up bringing a Louisville Slugger to a gunfight. If you're a young person listening to this, thinking it sounds very funny, well, you're right. It is pretty funny. But it was also dangerous. And as I said, supremely stupid. But hey, you're only young once. Do you really want to go through your whole life without doing a few stupid things once in a while? If not, you should. This is kind of the point of the entire biblical book of Proverbs. Most of Proverbs is written from the perspective of a dad, presumably with his arm around his son's shoulder, showing his son how not to be stupid. Son, watch out for the trapdoor of lust and also for your idiot buddies. That's the basic gist of Proverbs, and it's a common theme through all of the wisdom literature of the Bible, so-called because it is mostly written in song and verse and reflects a more philosophical style than the prophetic or narrative books. God is very determined that we navigate our lives wisely.